My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Watch Out for Fireballs Quarterly Dispatch Roundup.
Hit him up.
Ride.
Yeah.
It's life at the outpost.
Cowboys. They read questions and answer them sometimes.
Cowboy questions.
Mm.
This is where we do it's a good problem to have, but we get too many questions and topics during our dispatches. So this is a Patreon bonus. Thanks for being patrons. We're doing your Q's and A's. I will get us started here with Nina. Nina says, thanks to Abject Suffering and Bargain Bins, we know that many popular reality shows have game adaptations no one asked for. Your Hell's Kitchens, your Millionaires, your Survivors, your Fear Factors. But many classic shows never got their turn in the DS slot. Super Nanny, Wife Swap, My Cat from Hell, Undercover Boss, all could have blessed us with baffling shovelware. What reality show deserves its own game, and what mechanics would that game have?
Do we do hard mode and say no Cutthroat Kitchen?
Yeah, Cutthroat Kitchen, I think, would be actually an irritating video game because it would just be mini games.
Yes.
Like, it would be, you know, you'd have be Cooking Mama, but then, like, a mini game you have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I'd like to see it. It'd be bad, but like none of these are good either. The Hell's Kitchen game is ludicrous.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are you coming up with the requirement that the game we propose has to be good?
Yeah, not good, just like unplayable for a version of something I like.
Okay. Oh God. House Hunters, I think, would be fun.
Some of these there already exist. Oh. I was going to say Storage Wars, but that exists. Not on DS, but there's a
Storage Wars video game for PC or phone.
It's not licensed, but it's about doing Storage Wars.
Okay. There is one called Barn Finders that is just an American Pickers video game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Crown Takers.
Barn Finders, Dragonfall.
Yeah. Those would all be really good. And a Wife Swap DS game is a very funny idea. That show is fucking nuts.
Like, God. Well, was it Wife Swap where it had the like the super evangelical woman who was constantly saying everything's dark-sided?
Yeah. Yeah. They just had to get two freaks because ordinarily, like, you could just chill out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a guest here.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I'll have breakfast at 6. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I still have a job.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they'll just take my money at the end of this. But no, they had to get people who would lose their fucking minds. I guess that's just reality TV.
That's just reality TV. I don't know.
What does Michelle say?
Yes. Sorry. Let's go on to Michelle. Michelle says, my best friend hadn't seen Review with Forrest McNeil. So I just got to watch that terrific show with her for the first time since it aired. If both of you had to host an episode of Review, which three of Forrest's reviews would you most hope to perform? Obviously, you don't know ahead of time what the grim consequences will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the question is a little bit confusing because we have the same consequences, I think, that Forrest McNeil has.
but we don't know ahead.
So it'd be like based on the premise.
I don't know that we're going to get the same consequences because we are not Forrest McNeil. I think what she's asking us to do is like just the reviews. What of them would you want to do?
A lot of them sound pretty nice until Forrest McNeil destroys it.
Yeah, like, you know, take a ride in a rowboat. Sounds fantastic to me.
Sure. Rowboat being Batman would be okay for a little bit. Walking around as Batman. I think that's cute and fun. And then, like, I don't know. Having sex with that teacher.